We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program. And this really interests me for sure. Author of Fourth and Goal Every Day, Alabama's Relentless Pursuit of Perfection. I'd like to welcome the program, Phil Savage. Phil, thanks for calling. How are you?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Looking forward to the release tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Phil, when you talk about Alabama football and what Saban's been able to do, it's just absolutely amazing, isn't it, what he has been able to accomplish at Alabama?
Yeah, it really is. I think this is an era in college football that'll be talked about, you know, 25, 50, 75 years from now, because Bama's won four national titles in 8 years. They played for a fifth, and honestly, with a few other plays going a different direction in the other couple of seasons, they could have conceivably played for seven of the last eight national titles at the highest level of the sport when you talk about the college game. So, you know, the background here is that, you know, I was and I'm a native of the state. I grew up here during the Bear Bryant era in the 70s, which seemingly was a similar dominant period of time for Alabama. Then I worked for Bill Belichick and Nick Saban in the early 90s with the original Cleveland Browns. And then when I came back here to be the radio color analyst the last 8 years, I just felt like, okay, you know, there's a book in there somewhere to link all of these things together. And so that's really what Fourth and Goal Every Day is all about.
And that's very interesting when you talk about that, Phil, because, again, you've had experience working with some very, very interesting teams. Even you worked with the Ravens as well, and that for our Pittsburgh listeners out there knowing the Ravens-Steelers rivalry. But to have perfection, to pursue perfection, to be the best, it takes a lot of work, a lot of teamwork, isn't it, Phil? The whole team, not just the head coach, everyone around them.
Yeah, it takes it comes from the leadership at the top, and then it just comes with hiring the right people and making sure everybody understands their responsibility of doing their job, knowing their role. Those roles have to be defined. And, you know, when Nick Saban left the Browns in 1994, he went and became the head coach at Michigan State. And, of course, from there he went to LSU. And, you know, after a two-year stop with the Dolphins, he returned to the college game at Alabama. But he brought a lot of elements of what you would consider to be NFL-type philosophies in terms of the evaluation of recruits to the approach to practice, the way things are segmented out in practice, and then, you know, ultimately some sophistication, especially on the defensive side of the ball, for Alabama. And with all that being said, after really one season in 2007, his first year in Tuscaloosa, they were 7-6. It was sort of an inventory type of year.
Right.
But
yeah,
since that time, get this, they've had three regular season games that did not have national championship implications involved. So in other words, every regular season game since 2008, with the exception of three, the national championship has still been out there for Alabama.
That's got to be amazing, especially with how difficult it is to recruit, right, Phil? It's not the easiest thing.
Well, I would say that, you know, the college coach would tell you that the recruiting calendar and the demands of going after these prospects is probably the most difficult part of the college game. I think the coaches love working with their players on the field in spring football, training camp, and then, of course, during the season, the practices and the games, but the recruiting is really a burden. And I tell you, a lot of head coaches in college football, they turn it over to the staff and they'll just sign off on, you know, the 20 or 25 players that they sign each and every year. There are some coaches that are really good at evaluations. There's some that are not as interested in it, but Nick Saban has embraced that. He has a passion for recruiting that's just as strong as his desire to win on Saturdays. And I think that's one of the real separating factors for him, is not only does he want to recruit, but he also wants to evaluate. And that's a very time-consuming ordeal to put all of that together.
It definitely does. So then once he has his recruits and he's ready to prepare himself for the season tell us that preparation that Coach Saban goes through from, I guess, the off season to finally the football season.
Yeah, Neil, I have several chapters in the book, you know, about, you know, not only their recruiting, but more importantly, the evaluation of the players. And then once they get those players on campus, the idea of developing those players. We've heard Nick Saban say numerous times that football is a developmental sport. And so while, you know, some five-star recruits can come in and play right away, there are others that need some incubation time over the course of a season or two before they're ready for prime time and to hit the field. And, you know, Alabama under Nick Saban and, you know, under a lot of different assistant coaches. I mean, this will be about his fourth or fifth iteration of the staff this year in 2017. And he's always been the common denominator in all of this. But for whatever reason, people are able to integrate themselves in the staff and figure out, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and this is how I'm supposed to be trying to develop these players. And I think it's really, you know, another one of the big separators between them and most everyone else is the idea of not only bringing in gifted players, but then really training them in the right way with their hands, their eyes, their feet, their hips, all the essential elements of football.
So practice is really a developmental process, it sounds like, under Coach Saban.
Yeah, I've always said that, you know, they, while the results are of winning occur on Saturdays, Bama, more importantly, wins the other 350 days out of the year. And a lot of that centers around the practice field. In an era where literally in my duties for the Reese's Senior Bowl, I visit a lot of campuses during the fall, and you know, almost all the schools play music now. Everyone's concerned about, you know, too much hitting, too much contact. You go to an Alabama practice, they don't have music. They generate their own enthusiasm from within, and they work on fundamentals every single day. And I think that's, you know, you take top flight recruits, put it with this kind of development, and then give them the training and the background in terms of the preparation of what to expect on a Saturday in a game. And there's a reason why they've been able to accomplish as much as they have over the last decade.
Absolutely. And Phil, the last point is that when you're recruiting, a lot of these kids have a dream to play in the NFL. And Coach Saban is able to develop NFL players, correct? Especially you being in the NFL game as well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, one thing that happens is, you know, when the NFL scout goes into Alabama, they're going to see those prospects performing duties that they're going to be tasked to do in the NFL. In other words, there are pro-like systems and pro-like responsibilities, either on defense or offense or even on special teams. And so there's not a ton of projection involved. In other words, the NFL scout can write, okay, I've seen, you know, this particular player, you know, play cover two, play cover three. I've seen this running back, you know, run between the tackles, catch the ball out of the backfield, whatever the case might be. You know, with the advent of the spread offense and the way it's taken root and really, you know, sort of changed the evolution of college football, for the NFL scout, oftentimes it's a bit of guesswork. I mean, you're trying to to mine through 100 plays in a given game to find 10 or 12 that will actually apply to the pros. And so with that being said, that's one reason why you've seen NFL teams gravitate towards Alabama players. You know, this year they had 10 total picks. They've had 55, you know, top flight choices during Nick Saban's time at Alabama. So, you know, it's definitely a hotbed for NFL scouting. And, you know, all 32 teams will send at least two, if not three, sometimes four different people into Tuscaloosa over the course of the season.
All right, well, fantastic, Phil. The best place we can purchase the book in all finer bookstores, check it out on Amazon. Is there a place we can find information on you as well, Phil? The book comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, you follow me on Twitter, Senior Bowl, at Senior Bowl Phil. Of course, our SeniorBowl.com website has a ton of information for those that are interested in football beyond just Alabama. But the book is available online and will be in stores as of tomorrow on Tuesday, the 29th.
All right, Phil, good luck in the season. Have another great season of Alabama football, and we'll see what happens, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
All right, take it, Phil. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.